For physical therapists as well as any healthcare taker, first of all, be appreciative and be grateful for our field and be kind when you treat the patients, because the patients, after all, they care more for how much you care as opposed to how much you know. So be grateful and be kind to the individual, because they're by the grace of God goes I. I could be the patient there one day. Treat others as you want others to treat you.
Want to thank the New York State Physical Therapy Association, the Student Special Interest Group, for having the show out to their conference. At Hunter College. Got a chance to talk to the New York State Physical Therapy Association president. We had some speakers on the show, and can't thank the students enough for coming out to the after party as well. The first round brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for physical therapists looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check them out online at owensrecoveryscience.com and their new podcast available on iTunes, the Owens Recovery Science Podcast.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the Big Apple. In the Big Apple today for the New York State Physical Therapy Association Student Special Interest Group. We're here for the conference. We've got physical therapy students. We've got physical therapists from around the great state of New York doing some presentations today. And we wanted to grab some of those PTs and those great speakers. We wanted to talk to them while we were here. We're going to cheers right now.
I'll drink to that.
Fellow beer lover. Dr. Chang is on the show.
Thank you very much. A pleasure and an honor to be here.
Dr. Chang, what's your one sentence job description? When someone asks what you're doing right now, what do you tell them?
You break them, I fix them.
You break them, I fix them. Listen, I like when a one sentence job description is short, sweet, and to the point.
That's what I've been doing all my life.
All right. Well, let's back up a little bit.
Yes, it's the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
You break them, I fix them. Yeah. Very straightforward.
Well, there's got to be something else behind that.
Not broken can't help.
All right. So what's your background? How do you come to us today?
Well, I came by Uber. Nicole Whitney took me here.
He's a comedian, everybody. Now, what's your background in work?
I was born in Taiwan 60 years ago, made in Taiwan.
Made in Taiwan.
That makes me, this morning I talked about that makes me a sexagenarian.
Oh, okay.
Different from a sexygenarian.
Very different, very different.
I grew up in Taiwan for the first 10 years, and I often tell my daughters, my girls, that I have had the privilege of having grown up in an underprivileged community.
Why? Why is that a privilege?
That was the time when I learned how to be resourceful and how to adapt to adversity. I learned how to walking barefoot across a rice paddy. I would hitch a ride on the water buffalo. We did not have a seesaw on the manicured lawn, but we played with a water pump. So that was the time when I learned how to adapt to situations.
All right, so after Taiwan, where does the story take us?
By American Airlines, and came here when I was 10 years old.
Yeah?
The first two words I learned were okay and thank you. But okay was actually more difficult to understand than thank you. Thank you is very obvious. But okay, what does okay mean? You're okay or you're going to be okay? What's okay? So it took me a couple of years before I learned how to what okay means.
English is a little weird.
Like a double entendres.
Yeah. So then what? So that's at 10.
And then my parents, fortunately, we settled in the Bronx. I grew up in a primarily Jewish neighborhood.
Okay.
So
what neighborhood?
It was in Riverdale in the Bronx.
Yeah. So
I went to pretty good schools. And then fast track forward, I was very fortunate enough to have gotten into programs associated with the City College, with the medical program. Subsequently, I thank my fortunes. You know, there's really very little of my own doing. I went to University of Rochester Medical School.
Yeah.
And then did my surgery at UCLA. And I worked for 2 years, actually, on the Indian Reservation.
Yeah, where? Which Indian reservation?
In Montana, on Crow Indian Reservation. I took care of 6,000 Crows and Northern Cheyennes. I'm probably one of the very few orthopedic surgeons who's ever delivered over 200 babies.
Wow.
I live...
You had to do it all
I had to
on
do
the
it
reservation.
All. I had to do it all. I live on Custer Battlefield. and learn how to fly single engine Cessna. Did some air ambulance.
You did that? That was your ambulance?
That was my ambulance. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, they learned field landing, and those were like probably two of the most phenomenal years of my life. And then,
wow.
One hand, I had to break up my training to serve the government, so to speak. But I would highly encourage everybody, just to sign up with either the Army, the Navy, whether do some service for the government. I mean, it is fantastic, and I learned so much, and I cannot be more thankful.
Okay.
Learn how to speak Crow Indian too.
Can you say something
yes,
now?
Yes. To my Crow friends out in Montana, Shoda. Shoda means hi, how are you? Ichik Bajajik. Ichik Bajajik, that's something I learned. That means where are the girls?
You got to learn that first, right? That's going to be the first thing you learn.
Yeah, watch a show.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so fast forward through that. So you're delivering babies, your ambulance is an airplane, you do government service.
And then I came back to the city. My family was here, so I was, again, I finished, did my orthopedic training over here at NYU Langone Hospital for Joint Diseases, following which I did my adult reconstructive fellowship at the Mayo Clinic, where I learned quite a bit out in the boondocks of Rochester, Minnesota. But it was a fantastic learning experience.
Good.
And I've been in private practice for the last 26 years.
Excellent. And here in the city?
I was in the Westchester, in the Putnam Hospital and Northern Westchester Hospital. I just recently retired in October.
Okay.
2017.
Well, now you're retired.
Why did I retire so early? I could have. It's easier to be an orthopedic doctor, I'll tell the truth. But because I had another hobby that I had to pursue.
Right.
I had an invention of a specific rotator cuff exercise device that is a dream that I wanted to pursue. I wanted to educate people about an alternative way of taking care of the shoulder.
Yeah.
I had a probably midlife crisis that one day I woke up, I said, if I don't have the idea out there, then it will never be known.
Yeah.
So I made a decision that I walk away from my practice, and now traveling around the country, traveling around the world. It's just meeting everybody, and as exciting as you.
Yeah, well.
If it were not for that, I
probably,
would not be
they're
here.
Probably more exciting than me. So what's the name of it? Give me the. I saw some students giving it a go
at
the conference.
The name of it is called a shoulder sphere, as in the shoulder sphere. It is specifically designed for the shoulder. It's different from the traditional exercises,
right,
in the sense that it works all the rotator cuff muscles as one single functional muscle unit. Because all the traditional exercises are linearly driven, where either we push, pull, lift, or press. We separate out the components, which is nothing wrong with it. But I believe in functional training. I believe in meaningful training. When the person does some sort of exercise, they have an objective. They know what to do.
Right.
And this is what it's about.
So how would you describe it? Because this is a podcast, audio only. How would you describe that to someone who can't see it?
It is a portable device made of plastic. They come in the smaller version and the larger version. And it is the strap. It straps your wrist. It mobilizes your wrist. So that's the key to isolate the rotator cuff.
It's not a wrist exercise.
It's not a wrist
exercise. Take that out.
That's right. And the contained within this globe or sphere is either a 7-ounce or 2-ounce steel ball that you actively rotate, because only the rotator cuff can
rotate. Got it.
Yeah. Yes,
all right. So right. I'm going to take a shot at it. It looks like a wrist guard you'd wear if you were going skateboarding or snowboarding. Right?
That's
the wrist. And attached to the wrist guard is a globe that fits in the wearer's hand.
In the palm, that's right.
But they're connected. So they're not really holding the globe, but it's held there, but you kind of place your hand on top of it.
Exactly.
And then the goal is to what? To take that, how many ounces? Two or five ounces?
Two or 7 ounces. That's right. You're creating a centrifugal force to make a spin inside the globe. Because that is the key. That is how you isolate the rotator cuff, and that is how you strengthen the rotator cuff as one single unit.
Okay. So it looked like there was some lights and stuff on the wrist. I was watching from across the room.
Yes.
So what are the lights for? Is it telling you something when you're doing well? Or?
Well, you know, when you get lonely, you can turn off the light and you get Christmas lights. You see that they come either a green or red light.
Right.
And then this is for the first time, so almost like a Fitbit for your rotator cuff.
Right.
It is a power tracker. It tracks the amount of power that you have when you're working out. So a green light, it means a lower intensity energy workout. Red light is higher power workout, faster spin. And mathematically, you can calculate what is the translational equivalent for sporting events. For instance, when you're doing the heavier ball at a lighter velocity, it's equivalent to a 60 mile per hour engagement for the rotator cuff.
Okay.
And if the pitcher was interested in having a stability to encompass a 90 mile per hour pitch, you spin it fast and make it in red.
Wow. Where can people check out videos, check out the shoulder spheres or website or...
Yes, www.shouldersphere.com.
That's cool.
On the website. Yes.
When did you launch? When did you actually leave?
Just about a year and a half ago. Ah. And since January of 2017, I've crossed the Mississippi 16 times.
Going all over.
I've been going all over.
I saw you. You were at a couple conferences. You were at a couple PT conferences.
Maniac. Yes, yes. I that's the other reason why I decided to do it now, because it's
a grind.
Energy.
Man.
It's a grind. Yeah. I'm pounding the pavements. I've been to 12 countries, so that's why I can say for confidence what the result is. I've been to Iceland, Turkey, Italy, Spain, France, England, wherever, South Africa.
How are you seeing it be received by physical therapists used in practice?
Fantastic. Anybody who knows anything about the shoulder, who's got a head on the shoulders, they know the importance and they know the exercise technique. And I'm constantly impressed by how knowledgeable the physical therapy, particularly the students, I'm impressed by them.
Yeah. So shouldersphere.com.
That's right.
Is where they can find more information.
That's right.
I mean, the students took to it pretty well. I saw a couple students master this thing pretty well.
Yeah, it's very talented.
Yeah. Where is it going to go? Where are you going to be 3-5 years from now?
3-5 years from now, hopefully that every physical therapy facility in the country, in the world, there's no reason not to have a shoulder sphere, because this is the only one of its kind. And all the athletes I'm working with, on the Olympic athletes, working on professional athletes of a variety of people in UK, the cricket players. India. I mean, anybody's got to move the arm.
You love that.
Move the arm.
Love it. Shouldersphere.com. Dr. Chang, are you ready for your parting shot?
How many shots are you going to give me?
I don't know. We'll do that after the program.
All right. I'm game.
This is The Parting Shot.
Brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offers continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding student internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what the IHL can do for you and support your professional development. Go to brooksihl.org.
Right now, your parting shot of wisdom. What would you want, since you come from healthcare but a different angle, and now you're coming into PT, what parting shot would you give for physical therapists from your unique point of view?
Well, for physical therapists as well as for any healthcare taker, first of all, be appreciative and be grateful for our field, and be kind to when you treat the patients, or be kind to treat anybody. Because the patients, after all, they care more for how much you care as opposed to how much you know.
Yeah.
So be grateful and be kind to the individual, because they're, by the grace of God, goes I. And I could be the patient there one day. Treat others as you want others to treat you.
Love that. I need you to say something in Crow to close out the segment. Can you say, have a good one, or cheers, or what do you got in Crow, man?
Yeah. Shoulda ichipajajik. Itchik, but on the DIY watch show.
And what does that mean?
Where are the girls? That's the only thing I know. I'm sorry.
Stand by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Be a leader in advancing patient outcomes with the APTA's Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. You can leverage your EHR data to benchmark outcomes without added data entry. That's right. There's no additional work. You'll be able to optimize your practice with easy-to-use reports, market your practice to patients, payers, and referring physicians, and maximize payment. It's the only nationwide registry building integrations for PT practices, regardless of what EHR you have. Sign up for a demo now at ptoutcomes.com/go.
That's ptoutcomes.com/go.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry, brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association. The show is brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Aureus, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Aureus does is they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in
all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are, talk to a recruiter, and again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you the PT anything, all right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do, treat patients, where you want to do it, and get paid for it. Aureus is just the person to make that happen. AureusMedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. Paid travel and housing. Benefits go with it. Again, positions in all 50 states. A variety of settings. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments. Even Con Ed money. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country. Getting paid to be a PT. AureusMedical.com.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
Still in New York City, still at the Conclave, the conference here of the New York State Physical Therapy Association. The students created this conference for themselves. Students decided that there was a hole. They wanted to learn some things. So they went and found some people who knew some things, and they brought those people in to tell them some things. And that's what we're doing. At the Smithfield in Lower Manhattan, and bring it up. Deb Slota. Deb, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And
very
you
much
were
having me.
You were talking this afternoon.
I
with
was
the students and elbow rubbing and the whole nine.
Absolutely.
So I start the show with everybody saying, "What's your one sentence job description?" When someone says, "What do you do?" How do you explain what you do to the world?
I help active-minded people and cyclists specifically stay healthy, fit, and mobile without pain medications, injections, or surgery.
Love that. So we're going to have to talk because every once in a while when I'm cycling, I have those pain and mobility issues.
You got
That's
it.
Cool. So what's
you
your background? It. What's your background?
My background, personally or professionally?
Let's go both.
Okay.
How about
cool.
personally?
Well, personally, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin originally. I've strayed a few times, but I currently live there again.
Cool.
I graduated from PT school in 2006.
Where'd you go?
Madison.
Yeah.
UW-Madison.
Great town, by the way.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Love me some Madison.
Yeah. I live in Milwaukee now. Okay. And fast forward, I did 12 years of insurance-based orthopedic and sports physical therapy practice.
Okay.
Under an employer. And over the years, I got... my frustrations grew with my limitations, and especially when I developed a bike fitting specialty within my practice as a PT, I became even more limited with what I could do based upon space, time, and resources to do that properly.
Yeah.
My background is as a cyclist and a triathlete.
Yeah.
So I have a big passion for getting people as dialed in on their bicycles as possible, and as a PT without allowing them to wreck their bodies while they do it.
The non-triathlete or non-cyclist is not going to recognize the phrase dialed in. That's the cyclist, that's the triathlete thing.
It most certainly
we
is.
We love that term.
Well, let me explain it.
I know it, but they don't know.
Okay, well, dialed in means that, okay, when you are when you're on a bike, you have three fixed points of contact. Those are movable, but not while you're riding.
So for the non-cyclist, they are?
They are the pedals,
yep.
The saddle, and the handlebars.
Yeah.
So those need to be in the right spot for you not to have to fight the bike. And
make the bike work for you.
The bike should, yep, turn it around. The bike should work for you. And that I developed that as a specialty through training at Bike PT in Seattle, Washington.
It's Kevin Schmidt.
Kevin Schmidt went through that training as well.
Yeah.
He does pedal PT now. He opened up his own practice, and he's in the process of growing that.
Yeah.
My practice is very similar. It's a very similar business model. So it's called Bike and Body.
Okay. So what does it look like to the world? How do people interact with it?
My business?
Yeah.
I do my sports and orthopedic physical therapy treatment to four people still, but I am especially marketing towards cyclists.
Yeah.
So it's very niche-y. I have a very small 600 square foot place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's very personal. It's very comfortable, and it's all about the client one-on-one for over an hour when they come in.
And that's what you need, because you're not working on just a human, because
right.
you're working with that pair, that tandem of that human and that piece of machinery,
right.
and how to get those two people to sing together.
And essentially maybe even a tandem bicycle fit.
Or a tandem bicycle fit. We'll go tandem on tandem.
Exactly. So I do, there are some people that come in for, physical therapy treatment in general. Like, hey, I treat runners. I treat,
sure.
anybody who, I'm trying to walk and I can't walk as well these days. I have pain. So I treat those standard issues as well. But I also am seeing people for that specific bike fitting. Some people double over. So some people see me for both. I see them for physical therapy first to fix their body issue. And then their bike fit after that can be more specific and more appropriate because they can actually assume a normal position.
Yeah. What's a website if someone's out there and like, yeah, I want to check out kind of how she lays it out, maybe reach out. What's that?
Bike and Body, B-I-K-E-A-N-D. Body MKE for Milwaukee. Bikeandbodymke.com.
I was in Milwaukee not long ago, and I'll be honest, as a guy who's never been there, Milwaukee takes a lot of slack. Like, I feel like people mock Milwaukee a little bit, and I went to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's cool. I was there for two nights. That was a cool town.
When were you there?
I'm gonna say 2-3 months ago.
Okay,
maybe beginning of a summer.
Yeah, it has come a long way, I'd say, in the last decade.
I'm assuming you're alluding to the winter being difficult.
I mean, I think the winter is difficult if you let it be difficult. Yeah. I like to capitalize on whatever weather situation comes upon me. So I do all sorts of things during the winter, active-wise. Yeah. I don't let it get me down.
A lot of great restaurants. I mean, was it cool?
Yeah,
I mean,
Milwaukee is really expanding. Totally giving
a nod to Milwaukee because I walked into it with literally no expectation because people. I just felt like people like kind of threw it under the bus, like I'm mocking it. I'm like, oh, this is not the Milwaukee I was expecting.
No, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. What should a cyclist or a triathlete, what should we know as physical therapists about them if we're not specialists like you, but those people wind up walking into clinics all over the country or interacting with physical therapists in other walks? What are some things we know? Because as a triathlete and as a cyclist, I know that we're weird. I can say it because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
But we have things you should know about us and pay attention. What are a couple?
I would say you need to first rule out the body issues. And you know, the physical therapist that's generally trained can do that. But know when to refer to a bike fitter and specifically to a physical therapist bike fitter. The bike shop bike fit lots of times is done with a computerized system that's placed with markers placed on different body parts that are they're placed on by somebody who's not trained in the body.
Sure.
So if you have an injury or some sort of condition that you are trying to overcome to get back on the bike and not have pain, it's best if you seek out a physical therapist who does bike fitting rather than go to a bike shop for a bike fit. Those bike fits, in my opinion, with the computerized systems and markers are for people that are very healthy, have no issues, and they have total normal movement mechanics.
It's going to spit out a number or some numbers, but you're taking the human into consideration. That's what a PT who also fits on bikes is going to do.
100%.
Yeah. How do you get so familiar with all the bike stuff? That's got to be difficult, right? Because every year, you know, just like sneakers get changed and models, where they're hiding screws, where they're running cable, it changes, right? And you've got to figure it out now.
You got to love it.
You got to figure out with someone who owns that bike watching you in real time.
True. Okay. Well, great question. Great inquiry. I have partnered with two bike shops in Milwaukee, and they are my go-to people. They are my phone-a-friend.
Yeah.
So if I have a mechanical difficulty that I can't handle, I call them. And I've probably done it. I've only been open at Bike and Body 6 months now. It's very new. But I've had to call them, I think, like twice with two different things, a headset issue and one other thing with a gearing issue. So definitely have those people in your pocket
that you can
call. I do not claim to be a bike mechanic, nor will I ever. I won't be. I'm a physical therapist and a bike fitter.
Right.
But what I did do above and beyond is I went through Park Tool School and got some basic bike mechanic.
And just
knowledge.
For background for the audience, Park Tool is a major.
Park Tool is a major distributor of bike maintenance supplies and whatnot, and they have a great beginner program, and a local bike shop actually hosted their school there.
That's cool.
So I took advantage of that. But yeah, you can't claim to know. I mean, it's just like anything. It's just like physical therapy too. Once you're fresh out of school, you're not going to come out of school knowing everything.
Sure.
So just like when I started bike fitting 6 years ago, I didn't claim to know everything about messing with a bike, especially all the thousands of different geometries
and models and makeups of
bikes and all the componentry. I didn't claim to know how to do all that. The best thing you can do is admit when you don't know, and then you phone your
smart
friend.
Yeah. And being conscious of that is
yes.
Because now who's going to win? Well, your patient's going to win.
Yeah.
They're going to win ultimately when you can say, you know what, I honestly don't know, but I'm going to find out for you and hang on. I'm going to do that right
or
now.
Or like, hey, you know, I think your body would actually be happier based upon your, you know, hip flexion deficit, the fact you can't, you know, lift your knee up towards your chest quite as high as the average bear. I think you'd be better off with this seat post design. I don't know if it's out there. Let's Google it and see, or ask the bike mechanic and see if it's actually out there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun, right? I mean, you're getting people who want to do a thing that they probably identify, they have a little self-identity with, being a cyclist or being a triathlete, and they don't want to give that up.
No.
They're going to hang on to that, literally just gripping that handlebar, not let you take that away
drug.
From them.
Yeah. That is their fix. So they will do whatever it takes to get comfortable on that bike and get it so they can actually reach their goals.
That's cool.
And I love what I do as a physical therapist, but I also think that specializing has really even renewed my excitement in the profession.
That's good.
It's nice to not it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, we see more and more individuals going narrow, as you did and are doing, where I think 10 or 15 years ago, or maybe even less than that, maybe 5, 10 years ago, people were saying you need to be able to do everything to stay in business.
We're generalists.
Right. Be broad. Yes. Be broad when actually in reality, I want you to know the weird thing I do. I want you to know exactly that. So please be narrow. And now we're seeing that. But you get to apply all this physical therapy knowledge to this really small part of the world, which is cycling and triathlon.
I agree.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
You ready for three questions?
Let's do it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors from RAS Medical Staffing. They find PT's jobs anywhere in the country.
Okay.
AURAUSmedical.com. First question is, if you could go anywhere in the U.S. and hang out and be a PT for 13 weeks, where would you go? Geography.
Oh, God. Probably Portland.
Yeah, everybody says, well, Pacific Northwest, Colorado, gets a lot of nods.
Granted, my two-wheel background, I'd have to go to Portland.
Okay. Second question, what's something that you read recently that really inspired you?
Oh, my gosh.
Could be a blog post, could be a quote, could be a book.
I don't have a good answer for it.
Could
you.
Be a movie.
I have been absolutely inundated with so many things since I've started my business.
Well,
I can't
you're
give
6 months
you a
in.
Yeah.
How about the course from Park Tool? That's probably something you dove into.
Oh,
that really
was years ago, though.
All right.
That was years ago,
I was going to help
though.
You out with that one. All right, third question. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy the audience should know more about? Maybe somebody who does great work, but they're flying under the radar. So your chance to give somebody a shout out.
Well, hey, you know what? A lot of the stuff that I've been directed to read and pay attention to has been through my consultant, my business and marketing consultant, Aaron LeBauer.
Yeah,
who I've
good
been
guy.
Working with. So I think Aaron needs some props, the Cash PT guy.
Yeah,
and he's doing some great work, and he has an undying commitment to us.
Yeah, love
it. It's fantastic.
Last part of the show is your parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
Brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offers continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding student internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what the IHL can do for you and support your professional development. Go to brooksihl.org.
So if you were to leave the audience with kind of a mic drop moment or a mantra to live by or something, the audience here in the room could be students, but out in the world could be anything. What do you got?
Do not ever let age or a medical diagnosis define what you can and can't do.
Love that.
Boom.
Appreciate you taking time. Website one more time for people can find you, Deb.
Bikeandbodymke.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to, period. Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast,
the number one NPTE podcast
in the world.